We have the pleasure to welcome very much His Grace Bishop Peter Coffin from the Bishop of the Anglican Church in Ottawa, who came today without even giving any of us notice that he's coming to welcome him from the beginning, just to attend the liturgy and to share with us the feelings of the Coptic Church and the suffering that she is passing nowadays, and also to give his feeling and the feelings of the sharing of the Anglican Church to the Coptic Church in these days. We thank you, Your Grace, very much for your coming. We appreciate your coming and the Anglican Church consideration of the circumstances of our church. We have the pleasure to hear the words of the Holy Spirit on his mouth now. Be seated, please.
I speak to you in the name of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Blessed Trinity. It's a real privilege to come tonight. I didn't mention to the Father that I was coming because I came here yesterday and I just prayed on the doorstep. And ever since some of us have heard the news of what's happening to our brother and sister Christians in the Coptic churches in Egypt, it's touched our heart. And for the past couple of days, I have been with the Interfaith Committee on Military Chaplaincy. I was the Anglican Bishop of Ottawa for many years, and now I'm the Anglican Bishop of the Canadian Forces. And so we know about struggle and strife, your church, the ancient church of Egypt, one of the most ancient church in the world, but it doesn't matter how ancient it is, you know, brother and sister Christians are suffering great persecution. And I heard that in the epistle that Paul was writing in a time of great persecution. But before I talk about that, does anybody remember where this parish of St. Mary's met before they built this church?
Your church. In Belscombe.
My church. Yes. And so I was the priest in Bell's Corners. That was many, many years ago, before I became a bishop. So I had the pleasure of, for many, many years, of hosting St. Mary's. So you had worship in an Anglican church. And as you had worship in an Anglican church, over the altar in the Anglican church, we are configured differently. Over the altar in the Anglican church is Jesus with a lamb around his shoulder. It's a very familiar icon. Especially in my tradition, is Jesus the Good Shepherd. And we're talking about shepherds today as we honor St. Severus, a great shepherd of God's sheep. So when this church was inaugurated, I was greatly honored to be here and to greet and pay respect to His Holiness, Pope Shenouda III. So I have some relationship to your church. And so it's been a long time since I've been back to do that. But I'm primarily here today because I just think Christians need to express solidarity in the midst of persecution and difficulties. But we ought to pray for each other all the time. Today, as you honor a blessed saint who is a shepherd, I think of the scriptures that we read today. They're all written in a place, a time of great persecution. Paul is saying in the epistle, he's talking about persecution directly. You might want to read that epistle again when you think of your brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters in Egypt, because that is the same kind of thing that is going on there. And as we get into the epistle to Peter, of course, that's a particularly brutal time. Peter is a bishop of the church. Whose role it is to stand with his people in the midst of persecution. And I remember for years, I used to work overseas in Africa. And the African clergy would say, can you make sure we have vestments? And we thought, why do you want to have vestments in the middle of persecution? And they said, in the middle of persecution, people need to know where their shepherds are, where the priests are. You know, not to hide, but know where the priests are. And Ignatius of Antioch said that too. He said, you know, the blessed, you know, bishops and the deacons, you know, they need to know where the leadership is in the midst of persecution. And then we have Jesus here. And Jesus in the gospel, Jesus the good shepherd. I mean, there are all kinds of admonitions in the scriptures about good shepherd. The good shepherd doesn't follow. The good shepherd leads. The good shepherd protects. The Lord is my shepherd. I will lack nothing. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and we will all walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and any other valleys of shadows, because they're shadows now for Christians in Egypt, any valley, I am with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort me. The rod and the staff of the good shepherd. And you shall lead me into green pastures and still waters, anoint my head with oil, my cup shall be full, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And here's Jesus. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. And Jesus says to us, I know each and every one of you by name. You're not a number. You're not a particular church. You are known to Jesus by name. He knows us personally. And that's the great thing about our God. He knows us personally. He is the door of the sheep. There are two places in here which really strike me. I am the door of the sheep. I am the good shepherd. Each of those is prefaced with the word ego eimi in Greek. I am. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. And of course, the I am is God introducing himself to Moses in the burning bush. Moses says, who's going to send me? And Moses says, I am. Jesus is the great I am, who comes in the humble form of a shepherd. You know, St. Paul in Philippians says, he emptied himself, taking the form of the servant. And so he comes and he says to us, you know, we honor our leadership, we honor our shepherds. Our shepherds remind us, they protect us. Jesus is the good shepherd who protects us, the greatest shepherd of all. And of course, he reminds us that we as a sheep and as sub-shepherds are to remind each other of our responsibility to each other in grace and Christian love and charity, and that we're responsible for each other. And so Jesus comes and says, I am the good shepherd, I am the door, I'm the way. I'm the way. No one comes to the Father but by me. And he says, why have I come? In Luke, he says, I have come to proclaim the kingdom of justice and righteousness and peace. Heaven knows we haven't seen that yet. And the world still needs us to proclaim that and live that kingdom. And not only has Jesus said, I have come to proclaim the kingdom, he says, I have come to give life and to give it more abundantly. Jesus just doesn't want us to live. He wants us to live an abundant life, a life full of grace. And so today, it's just an honor for me to join you in your Vespers. Some things are familiar. We, too, use some Greek in our liturgy, and the Trisagion part of our liturgy. I think we borrowed a lot of things from the ancient Oriental churches. We need to borrow more. I love the devotion of your church, of your spirituality. I love praying with my Orthodox brothers and sisters. It's wonderful. And your witness, and the witness of the Church of Persecution, just reminds us that we are about life. We're about life abundantly, and no matter what happens to us, and the epistle says this, I am persuaded, says St. Paul, from another epistle, that neither life nor death, nor angels nor principalities, nor things present nor things to come, will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. In the midst of that, how long have we looked at the church? In persecution and bad times, we're still here. We're still proclaiming that gospel because Jesus wants to work through us that we may personally have life and have it more abundantly. Share that with others. Amen.